Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Alright folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge, your daily dose of motivation to crush it in life on and off the field. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important: building healthy relationships for better mental health. Ever notice how some days you feel like you can conquer the world, while others, well, let's just say the couch looks extra comfy? A lot of that comes down to our connections with others. Think about it, your relationships fuel you, support you, and sometimes even challenge you to grow. But if those connections become strained or unhealthy, they can seriously drag you down, leaving you feeling drained and stressed. You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation feeling worse than before? Yeah, not fun. So, how do we build those strong, supportive relationships that actually benefit our mental well-being? I've got 5 key takeaways to help us level up in this department. First, communication is king. We're talking open, honest, and respectful communication. You know the drill: listen actively, express your feelings clearly, and be willing to compromise. Sometimes it's like navigating a minefield, but trust me, a little bit of vulnerability goes a long way. Ever had that moment where you finally said what was on your mind, and it felt like a huge weight lifted? That's the power of communication. Second, set boundaries. This is huge for mental well-being. It means knowing your limits, saying no when you need to, and protecting your energy. Think of boundaries as your personal shield. They keep you safe from negativity and allow you to prioritize your own needs. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Third, cultivate empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes, understanding their perspective, and showing genuine care can build incredible connections. It doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but truly listening and trying to see things from their point of view goes a long way. Ever felt closer to someone after having a heart-to-heart, where you both shared vulnerabilities? That's empathy in action. Fourth, choose your people wisely. You wouldn't hang out with someone who constantly drains your energy or brings negativity into your life, right? Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who uplift you and encourage your growth. These are the folks who will be there for you through thick and thin, celebrating your wins and supporting you during tough times. Finally, practice self-love. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of your own mental well-being is essential before you can nurture healthy relationships with others. This means making time for activities you enjoy, setting aside time for relaxation, and prioritizing your physical health. Remember, a happy and healthy you makes for stronger connections all around. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you're constantly dealing with someone who criticizes everything you do, leaving you feeling inadequate and discouraged. That's not a healthy relationship, right? Setting boundaries by clearly communicating how their words make you feel is essential. You could say something like, "I understand your perspective, but when you constantly criticize my work, it makes me feel less motivated and confident." This opens up a dialogue and allows them to understand the impact of their actions. It's about finding that balance between being assertive and respectful. Remember, healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and understanding. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid relationships that boost your mental well-being. Remember, communication is key, set boundaries, cultivate empathy, choose your people wisely, and never forget to practice self-love. Ready to level up your relationships? Start by putting these tips into action today. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from this boost, leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the motivation flowing. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.